going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Keep banging that drum so I can finish chewing.
That's funny.
But we are the most transparent show in radio. Not to be confused with shallow, because that would just describe me, not Greg.
Okay.
Good morning. Bang on it, baby. It is 7:06, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for hanging out with us this morning. We appreciate it. Start digging into this a little bit earlier. FBI Director Kash Patel issued a fiery warning after the Bureau disrupted a mass shooting plot at a military base. The director's warning comes after former Michigan Army National Guard member Amar Abdul-Majid Mohammed Saad, 19 years old, arrested for allegedly planning a mass shooting near the U.S. Army's Tank and Automotive and Armaments Command TACOM Center at the Detroit Arsenal in my hometown of Warren, Michigan. Let this be a warning, Kash Patel said. Anyone who targets our military or conspires with foreign terrorist organizations will be found, stopped, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I commend the men and women of the Joint Terrorist Task Force and law enforcement partners for their continued dedication in protecting the American people. This guy, Saad, apparently launched his drone in support of an attack plan, told an undercover FBI agent in the lead-up to the foiled plot that he recommended that everyone have about 7 magazines because you don't want to be in there and run out of ammo. Remember, run out of ammo, as in you want to be able to shoot as many people as you can. 7 magazines. Saad is now facing charges attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, distributing information relating to a destructive device. Maximum penalty faces of 20 years per count if convicted. The Justice Department said in April two undercover officers indicated they intended to carry out Saad's plan at the direction of ISIS. In response, Saad provided material assistance, et cetera, et cetera. There's still a lot of dangerous people among us. And this isn't somebody who just came to our shores or was even a member of a gang. So you can imagine what other threats lie out there waiting to be hatched. Yeah.
How scary these days.
The world's tallest building, Burj Khalifa, am I saying that right? Are you familiar with this? This is in Dubai. It was illuminated in the stars and stripes of the American flag to honor U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to the UAE on Thursday. Trump's not the first president to visit the UAE. An honor belongs to President George W. Bush, but his visit could be the most consequential and is also likely to be greeted more warmly by the folks there, whereas Bush visited in 2008 on his way out of office and with the Iraq war near its worst. Trump's visit comes in the start of his second term with the hopes for peace and expanded commerce in the Middle East. And that is just absolutely awesome. Again, we'll get into some of the investments and things that President Trump has been a party to. And it really, I mean, it is something to look at and to celebrate to some extent. Mm-hmm. And if these things kind of, you know, take hold, the ideas and this prosperity and peace being partners, really, prosperity and peace, and kind of selling that, if you would, to a lot of the Middle Easterners that, look, this is the way. The peaceful way is the way to prosperity. And if that really catches on, this is a world changer, a game changer, maybe a change even for all of humanity. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I really think that this is we're heading to that right now. Of course, things can go sideways. Bad things can happen.
But if you can get the world, if you will, or a chunk of them, just a little bit on the same page, the right track, being a little more optimistic, that's going to change things for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Closer to home, SCOTUS, D.C., Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts stopped fellow Justice Sonia Sotomayor interrupting during oral arguments over birthright citizenship and nationwide injunctions on Thursday. Sotomayor had been questioning U.S. Solicitor General John Sauer for several minutes about the authority of federal courts issuing nationwide injunctions, often interrupting him as he attempted to answer.
Hmm.
You are claiming that not just the Supreme Court, that both the Supreme Court and no lower court can stop an executive from universally violating holdings by this court. We are not claiming that because we're conceding that there could be an appropriate case only in class only. Sotomayor attempted to interrupt Sauer again, and then the Chief Justice, John Roberts, stepped in. Yeah. Can I hear the rest of the answer, he said.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Sometimes we're not a fan of his, but she's worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this whole thing proceeds, the birthright mm-hmm. issue, things that are done in terms of executive orders and whether or not, you know, district courts and stuff really can stop something that is national or international in scope.
Right.
And comes from the executive branch. So they'll have to kind of figure that out, if you will. Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Always he makes a lot of headlines because, look, he's not afraid to go where others won't go. He's not afraid to have guests
mm-hmm.
others don't want to have. Controversy, whatever. Ask great questions. He makes a difference.
And then he gets guests nobody else can, which is always good, too.
That's right. Well, because they know they're going to get a kind of a fair and open forum, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's defending Jesus Christ now.
Really?
And that's a good thing.
I thought maybe he was going to be on the show or something.
Well, when he does come back,
yeah.
You know, if Rogan's still here,
yeah.
He probably would.
He probably would.
I would think.
Yeah.
While speaking to TikToker Cody Tucker, Joe Rogan raised questions about the Big Bang Theory, criticizing some of the assumptions behind the assumptions about how the universe began, especially the idea that everything came from nothing. There's always been something. Wouldn't it be crazier if there wasn't something at one point in time? That seems even crazier than there has always been something. There couldn't be nothing, and then all of a sudden everything. Tucker wondered if perhaps someone snapped his fingers to start it all, to which Rogan replied, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The difference between science and religion is that science only asks you for one miracle, Rogan added, noting that science does not believe in miracles if they believe everything came from nothing. No, in fact, he said, science does believe in miracles if it all came from nothing.
That's
right.
Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
He then launched into his thoughts about the resurrection of Jesus. He said, it's funny because people will be incredulous about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but yet they're convinced that the entire universe was smaller than the head of a pin. And for no reason that anybody's adequately explained to me, instantaneously it became everything. He goes, nah, I'm sticking with Jesus on that one. Jesus makes more sense. I thought that was well done. And it is interesting. I mean, these are, he does entertain topics that aren't maybe discussed often, or people have one take and they don't want to listen to another side of it.
Right.
And, you know, he pushes these things forward in a, you know, kind of a logical yet, you know, entertaining way. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very interesting exchange.
Yeah.
We go from that, from thinking about how the universe started, to jumping off the top rope.
Excuse me?
Legendary wrestling commentator Jim Ross.
I like him. I like Jim.
Yeah, he has told fans that he has colon cancer and is soon to undergo a life-saving operation. TMZ reported that the AEW announcer informed fans in a post on X Thursday that he has surgery scheduled for a few weeks. I appreciate your concern and support. The colon cancer is just one more medical problem for the 73-year-old that he's faced over the years. He also suffered from Bell's palsy, skin cancer, respiratory issues, and a hip operation. He lost his wife in 2017 after falling from her Vespa and was then hit by a car.
Oh, that's so sad.
That was driving behind her on the road.
Wow.
So, yeah, this guy has had his challenges.
Yeah.
But once again, I think it serves as awareness. Colorectal cancer is one of the top killers of, especially of men.
Mm-hmm.
So get that checked out, okay? And make sure that any concerns you have are fully behind you.
See what you did there.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No need for any big rim shot or any big attention getting kind of a...
No. Oh, no. Bob never draws attention to himself.
Because we have to get to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Come on, air it out. Get it off your chest. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. Call in now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Happy Friday. It is the weekend. Welcome to it, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:21, and it is time for you to call in and air it out. We call it What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, I just heard on the radio that they have approved the bear hunt for December in Florida for a black bear, and I don't agree with it. I live in the middle of Gulf Hammock. We have bear, never had a problem. You move into their territory, you're going to have them there, so you need to respect them. You can't feed them. They're not predators. They don't hunt man. So I just don't agree with it. Just had to get it off my chest.
No, that's fine. Look, it's not an easy issue. I don't know. We keep moving into the wildlife population, mowing down woods and all that, and something's got to give. And, look, we had, one bear attack killing a human in how many years?
Yeah, black bear, yeah.
For a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So it's not like all of a sudden they're this huge threat.
Well, I think the black bear is probably going to be, and this is just me guessing, you know, radio, making up stuff. Because the black bears aren't as big,
right?
I think that's probably one reason maybe why we don't see as many. Just a thought.
I always judge a bear by the size of his claws.
And I run no matter what.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, no, not if they're coming into your tent. You're supposed to play dead.
But is that real?
I don't know, and I don't want to find out. Tony, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. You know, it must be cool being a lefty Marxist piece of crap like Jim Comey to go on social media and say he randomly saw a post that's 8647 written in she cells, and then makes another post saying, oopsie, I didn't think that was going to cause any issues. You know, this guy is such a... Bob, we know who James Comey is. James Comey, he should be right now in Gitmo for treason, but what does he do? He gets to walk around. He gets just like the rest of them. Nothing ever happens to these people. I'm waiting for arrest, and they need to start with James Comey for trying to incite another attack on our president. Thanks, Bob.
And usually somebody slimy like that, it's just a matter of doing some digging, and they probably could come out with a lot more. What a nasty, I agree with you, what a nasty, steaming piece of... anyway, John, good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, all these Spanish commercials. God bless the U.S.
All right.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny.
Were they Spanish?
Well, they show up lots of different places, sometimes on streaming. I'll get them on, I'll be watching YouTube, and all of a sudden I've got one in Spanish. I'm like, I'm watching, you know, a gun or a car channel. Why do you suddenly think I even understand what you're playing? It's like, no. Taco platter. That's the extent of my Spanish right there.
Burrito.
Thank you, George Bush.
877-975-9825. Call in now. And let's go to Chris. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. What's bugging me this morning is the people that are bugged by the black bear hunt. I don't think that FWC went far enough with this. Well, we've been overrun outside of Waldo for years now. And not being able to put anything outside for, you know, black bears coming right. They'll come right on the house. In fact, we got a trail cam about a quarter mile from the house in the back spread there, and we've had sometimes 12 bears on camera. The North American model of conservation, we have proved to the world that this works. Sustainable hunts benefit the population more so than absolute conservation. It's a lie from the left, and folks are being deceived left and right and wringing their hands on, you know, save this. Well, the way to save it is to manage it sustainable. So I take what I can get for the hunt from FWC, but I wish folks would educate themselves a little more on how we have managed different populations since the 20s.
Yeah. Oh, no. You know who brings light to that a lot of times is Ted Nugent. He's done a very good job of helping people to understand it is about management. You've got to manage the herds and everything else. Let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. About the bear population, we had a problem bear that literally would walk right up behind you, scared the crap out of the Dish Network guy when he was there doing work. And doing mowing the lawn, making plenty of noise, and here comes Mama and three cubs. And you call FWC, and they send you a nifty bear magnet. And I'm like, dude, okay, the mama bear, okay, you can see it walk the other way, that's fine. But when he literally comes up and sniffs somebody, I'm not saying shoot him, but try to relocate him, see if maybe that would work. Because trust me, the Dish Network guy was not happy.
Well, when they lose their fear of humans, you're going to have an issue, just like you would with an alligator. Jeff, good morning. What's bugging you?
The left being able to do their mental disorder BS with immunity. This judge is probably going to get away with cutting this guy loose in the courtroom, and they're going to use some kind of, you know, it was her first offense and she'll do better now. But the left getting away with immunity, just anything they want to do all the time, we'll worry about it later, and then we can't do nothing, but we have to toe the line. It's bugging me.
No, I got you. I feel the same way. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
The traffic light at Northwest 3rd, 39th Avenue and 98th Street, what the heck were they thinking of? You don't have a turn lane, but they don't turn the light green for you. They only turn a left green arrow. I mean, other people have to turn.
Yeah, well, again, it goes back to, you know, you're supposed to be using public transportation and riding your bicycle, and you wouldn't be frustrated by it. That's
the
mentality.
Bam. Yeah, yeah, come on, get on the bus.
Yeah.
Or something. Get it right.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I've got a story coming up about a building luxury apartments in downtown Gainesville. That's exactly what we need. How'd you know? We've got that. Oh, we've got the mayor of Newberry coming on, talking melons. It's all on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. where the answer is always yes. Come on out tomorrow afternoon from 11 to 4, Gainesville Harley-Davidson. It's the 24th annual Gainesville Harley-Davidson Hog Roast. Yeah, we're talking the locally owned business, Sweet Meats Butcher Shop. If you've not experienced what they're able to do, you are missing out. This is unbelievable barbecue, and they're going to set you up whole hog. Put all the sides together and everything else. Also, live music, Brantford Highway. You've got games and prizes. You've got something for the whole family. And the proceeds go to benefit the Rotary Club of Gainesville. So come on out, Gainesville Harley-Davidson, 11 to 4. I will be there, and I would love to say hello and meet you. And you can check out the new 2025 lineup with the Nightster starting as little as just $99.99. So I will see you there, and bring your appetite. The top story of the day to me is former FBI Director James Comey. He deleted his Instagram post, but he called 8647. And 8647, if you're not familiar with that, you know, if you 86 something, you get rid of it in the simplest terms. 47, obviously, is Trump, President 47. James Comey takes a picture of these seashells that are shaped in that shape, knowing that it's political. He knows, because this is one of the lefty nutbags' kind of mantras. They're anti-Trump, anti-Tesla, and when they're out there doing what they do, which is usually living off the government in some way and crying like babies and holding up signs, but they've also been using this 8647 slogan. Which, when you're talking about a president, one that there's been two assassination attempts on, 8647, the average person would know, that's a dangerous thing to post on Instagram, especially when you have a lot of followers. We're talking about a former FBI director. If anyone would know better, it would be James Comey. The guy's dealt with mafia and mob, and also the catchphrase 86, clearly meaning in their terms, get rid of, meaning, you know, tango uniform. Bye, toes up. All right. So, again, are we shocked by James Comey being slimy and shady and dirty and a narcissist? No. But I've got to tell you, this does, it's right there on the edge. And if it was just, you know, some stupid kid that didn't know any better that, you know, was dropped on his head and then went to Berkeley, it'd be one thing. But this guy, former FBI, they don't, the left does not know any bounds. And of course, our fears are justified by two previous attempts on the president, and he continues to win. He is doing so well. The left really doesn't have an answer. They do not. They don't have a counter game. They don't have a counter offer. Why would I stop supporting this president? What are you offering? What are you going to come to the table with? What are you promising? That kids can still be mutilated because they're not sure what gender they want to be? Nope, that's not going to get a bunch of people lined up. I don't think. You know, abortion on demand? Nah, I think that there's a segment that is important too, but I think for most people, once you get into that third trimester, for the average American, you're not getting support there. Let's see, what else?
The border.
What about the borders? Thank you, Greg. Yeah, let's keep those borders wide open. All the drugs, all the dead Americans, we're talking 70 to 100,000 dead Americans between the ages of 18 and 45, number one killer in that demographic, because of fentanyl. And we know for a fact the fentanyl, you know, went, its availability went way up when the borders were opened up. Yep. So there is a very direct correlation there. Then there's human trafficking. All the bad things that come with it. Enriching the cartels. So is that an issue? The Democrats, are they going to run on that? Because, by the way, if they do gain power again, you think they won't open up the borders? You've got another thing coming. This is part of a much bigger, longer type agenda. Do they have anything to offer positive? They think anytime you talk about a tax cut, it must benefit only billionaires. Well, that's a complete and utter lie and a fabrication on every level. But you can't get the mass media to agree on that. They just push forward the same old tired lies that the left has been telling for years. But unless they can offer something to the mass, you know, to the masses, things should continue on with Trump winning.
Isn't there a little bit of irony that if the left are honest, it hurts them dramatically?
Well, yeah. And there's the thing. See, they know that. That's why they have to lie. They have to lie because you can't sell people on that kind of stuff, the mutilation and all that. You can't sell them on all that DEI. You can't sell that stuff straight up. You have to lie about it. You have to exaggerate. You have to prey upon people's fears. If you just, we're honest about it, you'd say, we think that, you know, judging people by the color of their skin is pretty, you know, it's pretty effective. And that it's more important what color somebody's skin is in a certain position because, well, that's an underrepresented area. Sorry that you happened to fall under the surgeon's knife of somebody who was not really qualified. But, oh, well, it looks good in the class picture. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they can't be honest and win. And this James Comey, I mean, if that doesn't tell you, I mean, it's pathetic on so many levels. Former FBI director, and he's still, like, in many ways, isn't that almost like what a 15-year-old or a 12-year-old would do? Oh, I hate Trump. Get rid of him. 86-47. Isn't that cute? Cute? I mean, isn't that sick? Isn't that really the definition of sick? Yeah. Calling for somebody to be 86th, who is a president who has been had two assassination attempts against? Come on.
And then you're going to play dumb. Really? Come on.
Yeah, James Comey, he has been one very, very shady, slimy dude.
Oh, yeah.
And he's another one of those. He's got those narcissistic qualities about him. But I'll tell you who's not taking any of that lying down. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of National Intelligence. Oh, she went after Comey in a big way on Jesse Waters primetime on Fox News Channel when he asked, hey, are you buying the former FBI director didn't know what 86 Trump meant? Tulsi was very direct. Absolutely not, Jesse. That is a ridiculous and insane statement to make, certainly within this context, but especially coming from a guy who's the former director of the FBI, a guy who spent most of his career prosecuting mobsters and gangsters, people who know and execute other humans and use the exact lingo of 86. And it goes on from there. And good. She is really showing some strength. She's already gotten rid of a couple of very bad players inside the National Intelligence Council. Maria Langen-Rieckhoff and Michael Collins, her boss, she got rid of them, and apparently they have been people who have had an agenda, and I wouldn't call it pro-American at all. So Gabbard fired these people. The director is working alongside President Trump to end the weaponization and politicalization of the intelligence community, a spokesperson for Gabbard's office said in a statement to the Washington Post. Now, this came after or at the same time as the National Intelligence Council had recently published a report suggesting that communist Maduro regime in Venezuela played no role in the TDA gang members illegally immigrating to the U.S., The New York Times noted that the FBI partially dissented from the National Intelligence Council findings, indicating that they believe there are links. Happy, happy Friday. Here we are, 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And, yeah, it is going to be a hot one today and tomorrow. Be prepared for that. 95, 94, somewhere in there. Mostly full sun. So, yeah, stay hydrated and do all the things you got to do as we start to remember what it's like to live in a blast furnace. Don't worry. It'll all be over in 6 months. And then we'll have reasonable temperatures again. That's life. We trade that off. You could live inside a hovel up north, hiding from the snow and the cold all winter.
We've done that. Don't want to do that again.
Or you can, pay for air conditioning, run it, and be happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and I'm not complaining. Now, if you have GRU and the rates are some of the highest in the state.
They're working on it.
They are, in fact.
But my electric and water usage were both up. I won't get into that as to the whys, but I...
Can you, since you are conservative, could you conserve a little bit more, Greg?
I try.
Okay.
But my bill was $120 more than the previous month. And if some of you have a bill of a total of $120,
not too many on GRU.
Well, I meant the other people.
Yeah.
Who aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. Like me.
Yeah. I'm not picking on GRU at all.
And I'm not rubbing it in either, sort of.
Well, okay. Now that's a lie. What are you, a Democrat all of a sudden?
No.
No.
In fact, quite the opposite.
That's true.
Here's the deal. GRU authority announces no rate increases for electricity and gas next year. That's fantastic, and yet they're still eating away at the massive debt that's been accrued over decades of mismanagement of GRU by the City of Gainesville City Commissioners. Yes, they have come and they've gone, but in mass, together as a group, they have literally just about destroyed what used to be just a shining example of a municipally run utility.
Well, and you heard our local news. They're trying to get it on the ballot again.
That's right. This GRU authority took over at the behest of the governor because of such outrageous mismanagement. And these people are so hungry and ugly for power that they are doing everything they can to try to take away that governance and go back to the old ways, the ways that ruined GRU. They want to be in charge. The city commissioners do. What's their level of expertise of running a utility? Zero. What's their success rate of running businesses? I don't know. I'm not going to go through them all individually, but I can tell you probably not much. But yet they're going to tell you how to run a $1 billion utility company. Yeah, I don't think so. And the proof is in the pudding. Since the governance took over, things have definitely improved. And you can put that down on a spreadsheet, and you can show it in diagrams in ways that people can easily understand. There is no doubt. Have they completely turned the corner on it all? No, not yet, but they are heading in the right direction.
Yep.
And that's the bottom line. But that doesn't matter to these weirdos that are in power in the city of Gainesville. And it's a revolving door. It's just one group of weirdos. There's like 100 of them. They run the whole show. They run everything in Gainesville. And they just rotate through. Hey, why don't you run for this commission? Why don't you get that? And they have their all their little buddies and all that. I used to call it like a phone tree. That's kind of an outdated concept. But, yeah, they reach out and they go, oh, don't forget there's an election, and they'd be swamped by these lefty nutbags.
Right.
Not representative of the people, but that's the people's fault that they don't show up and vote.
Well, then you get an Alachua County judge, shocking, who says, oh, yeah, you can put that back on the ballot. Let's reword that a little bit.
Yeah.
And go for it again.
Here's the story according to the AlachuaChronicle.com and Jennifer Cabrera. She does a great job. Although the topic was not on today, meaning yesterday, on today's city commission agenda, it was not on there. Oh, the commission voted to schedule a special election in November to ask city residents whether control of GRU should return to the city commission.
Stop and people need to understand what you said. They're asking the residents of the city.
Right.
The whole problem with the city running it is people outside the city pay for it, but they don't get a vote. They get nothing but the bill, but they get no representation.
But I thought the left was always concerned about voters being disenfranchised. Wouldn't this be Example 1A?
Bob. Not when it's the voters that you don't want to hear from.
Oh!
See, that's
why... Well, there
why,
you go.
That's why it's Gainesville City. They prove our point just by that.
Yes, by their methodology, their modus operandi, they do.
The signs that said, keep GRU local. The community and the county and areas outside are still local. You just want city votes, and that's just disgusting.
The biomass plant that these lefty weirdos pushed through, I don't think that was like a local entity. In fact, it was a private entity that made $1 billion profit on the backs of ratepayers of GRU. And that's just one of the many examples of the kinds of mistakes and poor judgment and poor leadership they have shown, and taking all the profits off of the top and just not running it properly. And I'm being very kind when I say that. So during the afternoon general public comment period of this Gainesville City meeting, 13 people asked the commission to place the issue on the ballot again, noting that Judge George Wright ruled that the language of the previous referendum was misleading, but that the voters can change the city's charter to abolish the GRU authority, which was established by the legislature through a change in the charter. The previous referendum was approved by about 73% of city residents, but about 40% of GRU customers live outside the city limits. We're not talking about a fringe of disenfranchised people who don't have a voice. We're talking about 40% of their customers. Now, does that sound logical, right, fair, or any of the other terms? You know, is that fair?
Is that equity, Bob?
Is that justice?
No.
We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, including the mayor of Newberry. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Thanks for the sign, Greg.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.